Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for today and all of His many blessings, oh God. Thank you, Father, that you are so intentional about your children, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that nothing happens by surprise with you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, that you see all, you know all, Lord God, and you give us conviction when conviction is needed, Lord God. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you put it on my sister's heart, Lord God, to pray for our babies, Lord God, and their future, Lord God. Father, the world is so wicked. It's so wicked, Heavenly Father. But your word says that we live in the world, but not of it, Lord God. And we just ask, Lord God, for your peace in this season, Lord God. We ask, Heavenly Father, for your strength to endure what we see, Lord God, to endure what we hear, Heavenly Father, to endure what we feel, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Growing up, yes, we had our trials and tribulations. Yes, we had our struggles, Lord God, but it just feels as though, Lord God, in this new day and age, there's some new battles, Heavenly Father, to fight. And I just ask in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you cover our babies, Lord God. I ask, Lord God, as parents, Lord God, who have been deeply rooted in your word, Lord God, and have seen you come through time and time again, Lord God. I ask in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you give us the strength, Heavenly Father, to not turn to fear, Lord God. But Father God, run to you, Lord God, when our heart is overwhelmed. It's so easy, Heavenly Father, to fall in fear. It's so easily, Heavenly Father, to fall into dismay, Lord God. But I ask in the name of Jesus that we stand in the gap for our babies, Lord God. That we stand in the gap for our babies, Heavenly Father. That we don't let fear take away our time of prayer, Lord. That we don't let fear take away our faith from what you are capable of doing in the name of Jesus. But here we are, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to cover our babies, Lord God, because they are facing and will face some terrible, terrible things, Jesus. Father, so many things they're up against, Lord God. They're up against sexual immorality, Lord God. They're up against gender orientation, Heavenly Father. They're up against peer pressure, Lord God. They're up against the pressure of social media, Lord God, the pressure of being popular, Heavenly Father. They're up against so many things, Lord God, that we just need, Lord God, a dose of your strength, Lord God, to help us get through this time, Heavenly Father. Father God, there's so many things that are changing within our government, Heavenly Father, that I don't agree with, Lord God. And I'm sure others don't agree with either, Lord God. But Father God, our backs are up against the wall, Lord God. And we have no other choice but to follow you, Lord God, and to trust you, Heavenly Father, because you know best, Lord God. You know best, Heavenly Father. So here we are, Lord God, saying these are our children, Lord God, but they really belong to you, Lord God. I ask in the name of Jesus that you cover your children, Lord God. Cover them, Lord God, from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet, Lord God. I ask, Heavenly Father, that you cover their brains, Heavenly Father, that everything, Lord God, that they experience, Lord God, or that they learn, Heavenly Father, I ask, Heavenly Father, that you filter it, Lord God, so that they know, Lord God, what is the truth and what is not the truth, Heavenly Father. I ask, ask, Lord God, that you cover their mouths, Lord God. I ask, Heavenly Father, that you cover their mouths, Lord God, so that whatever comes out of their mouth is truth, Heavenly Father. Whatever comes out of their mouth is pure and authentic, oh God. In the name of Jesus, whatever comes out of their mouth, Lord God, is a reflection of their heart. And their heart, Lord God, I ask, Lord God, that you cover their heart, that their heart may reflect you and who you are, Lord God. I ask in the name of Jesus that you give them the strength to check their heart daily, Lord God. And wherever there's need to be a circumcision, Lord God, I ask, Lord God, that you circumcise the heart, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. I ask, Heavenly Father, that you cover their loins, Heavenly Father. Father God, I ask, Heavenly Father, that you convict them, Lord God, of knowing what the right thing is and what the wrong thing is, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I ask, Lord God, that you cover their feet, Lord God. I ask, Lord God, that you cover their feet, Heavenly Father, as they walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, Lord God. Give them the strength, Heavenly Father, not to fear any evil, Lord God, knowing that you are with them, Lord God. Father God, help them be encouraged, Lord God, that you are a lamp unto their feet and a light unto their pathway, Lord God. I ask in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you order their steps according to your holy will, Heavenly Father. I ask, Lord God, that you cover their bodies, Lord God. Let their bodies be a living sacrifice that is holy and acceptable unto you, Lord God. I ask, Heavenly Father, that you cover them from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet, Lord God, that everywhere they go, Lord God, everywhere they go, Lord God, they are an ambassador, Lord God, to who you are, Lord God, that they live for you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that they lead according, Heavenly Father, to your will, Lord God, and your way, Heavenly Father, that they change the influences of their friends, Lord God, that they change their friends' direction, Lord God, that they change their friends' influences, Lord God, so that their friends, Lord God, would want a intimate relationship with you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Do it, Lord God, that your name may be glorified. Do it, Heavenly Father, that your name may be exalted, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we love you, we adore you, and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.